Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I don't know. I mean, given his body of work, Stoops deserves $9 million. There's no question about that.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I just want Satterfield and his staff. I really just want them to win this game.
And James Strebel.
Take your butt whooping, 45-13, and get off the damn field, Scott.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey, and you're as sweet as strawberry wine, Scott Satterfield.
All right, 5 o'clock hour, as always, presented by our good friends at Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Cox'sLouisville.com, they're delivering tonight. Yo. A little Friday, a little Saturday, game watch parties.
Yeah.
A little tailgate action, Strebel, how about that?
Now, we're going to be out there on Tuesday, right?
We're going to be out there on December 1st. Is that Tuesday?
That's Tuesday, yeah.
Whatever day December 1st
All
is.
All right. Tuesday or Wednesday.
It's Tuesday or Wednesday. Is
yeah,
that it?
It is,
the
yeah.
new location.
Yeah, I've not been in that. I've walked past that
I've
before.
Never been there before.
I've not been in there.
Downtown Louisville. So it used to be hopeful. And now it's dangerous.
I'm looking forward to it.
You looking forward to that?
It's actually Thursday. I just looked at the old calendar.
Thursday
will be there. Evergreen Liquors and New Lou, how about that?
Boy, you got nothing left.
No, I don't.
You're done.
I don't know what else to say about it.
You need the mixtape like we do.
We all need the mixtape today.
Duke leads by 4.
Xavier's coming back.
Of course, Xavier's such a great win for Indiana. I can't believe it. This is how you know they're for real. They came to play against Xavier. That's how you know.
He was back today.
That's how you know Indiana's for real. Was TJD back today, Jack?
Back today, Jack?
He did. He was back today.
All right. There you go. So the back issues were
You have 30 seconds of Indiana talk. Could you do it right now? What happened today? They played like St. Joseph's.
They played Jackson State, whose head coach is Mo Williams, who is best known as being on the LeBron James early Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh,
teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mo Williams. Yeah, absolutely.
Really, he's the head coach there.
I know, which makes
me
feel...
Did not know that.
Yeah, neither did I until they said it on the broadcast.
God, they keep showing this white dude on Xavier sucks. Have you seen
which
this
one?
Guy?
There's multiple.
The big goon. The big
Nunjian.
Who's like 50.
Yeah.
He's
one of 11 from the
he's
field.
Number 24.
Number 24.
He's one of 11.
Jack Nunji.
Nunji
business.
Look at Filipowski. Dude, he's a beast.
Dribbled into a double team.
Better numbers than Oscar.
No, he doesn't.
Well, he might.
He doesn't.
He might. How do you know? Well, here.
Well, he's
gotten
a double-double in every game he plays.
Yeah.
And that's the only stat Strebel cares about anymore. So he must be great.
Yeah.
I don't think he has better numbers than Austin.
Well, he might right now, but he probably won't end with it. But right
Correct.
Now, he might.
I don't think he does.
All right, well, let's look it up.
All right, we'll look it
He's
up.
He's averaging 16 and 12.
Okay, and Sheboy's averaging.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking all it up right now, Streep. I'm doing this all on the air. 16 and 13.
16
so
and 13
he's averaging,
is better
yeah,
numbers.
So there you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
How
yeah.
about that? Let's go, Sheboy.
You got one.
He's my one constant in Kentucky basketball is Sheboy. It's all I just want to see. Sheboy's like, no, he's better at this and this and this. That's the only thing I'll be right about.
Have you flipped your other son? I know you were trying to.
I'm trying, Wyatt.
Did that not happen, Wyatt?
I'm still working.
Still not happening.
He's still sitting and watching.
What does Kellen think of the governor's cup? Is he jacked up?
Oh, what he thinks. I mean, what do you think?
He thinks they're going to roll.
They're going to roll.
They're going to roll
by a lot. Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's ready to go.
He's
going to
be devastated on Saturday, Jack.
No, I don't think he will.
You don't think so?
No, I honestly don't think so. I think he wins the game. And I mean, it'll be closer than the last three.
Can Louisville win the game with Brock Doman? And if so, the embarrassment from Mark Stoops will lead to swift actions and lead to an off-season Strebel to where you guys will demand a lot.
Yeah, oh, no, there will be a lot demanded. But it'll ring hollow because of the new contract with Stoops. You know what I mean?
What do you mean will ring hollow? The like loss?
Our demands. Like, we'll demand a lot. It's like, okay, but
that's what I think, but some people will not think that. They will think, since you're making all this money, it now means something. I do not believe that's the case.
I don't
neither
either.
Neither do you, neither does Jack.
No.
So everybody else is going to have to figure that out,
right?
And we're going to have to react. We think the way we think, and I think that we're probably right.
If they lose Saturday, Scangarello will not coach the bowl game. I fully it'll be Vince Merrill with the headset again. I fully believe that. I do think if they lose and Kentucky cannot score on Louisville, Rich Scangarello will be out. Zach Yenser will be out. I think there will be two firings from tomorrow until the bowl game. I think it'll be offensive line coach. I think it'll be offensive coordinator. That's what I think. If they lose, then Mark Stoops will have to do something to justify the $9 million. And the way he justifies it is he puts those two on the chopping block and they're gone. That's what I think happens. But I don't think Scangarello will be gone anyway. But I think if they win Saturday, he'll be able to coach the bowl game, and then they'll move on at the end of the season. That's my prediction.
Texter says orthodoxy is the plural of orthodox.
Yes.
Texter says, speaking of spice, what was Strebel's favorite Spice Girl? Man, I can't remember.
Oh,
all
that's
the Spice
easy. Yes, it was number one. Posh. She was number one.
Hang on, Jack. Do you have any idea what we're talking about? Because I contend Jack probably should not know this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not really, no.
Yeah. I'm not. I could probably name all of them still.
Okay, so you're that much of a fan. Hang on.
Yeah, boy. I bet I can name all of them.
Boy, that's a little creepy. Hang on.
Yeah. You ready?
Boy, okay. I believe you. Go ahead.
I'll rank them in order from first to last in looks.
Okay.
Number one, Posh. Number two, Ginger Spice. Number three, Scary Spice. Number four.
Can you not rank him by looks? That's probably a thing you should do.
Well, I'll just name them then. Posh Spice, Ginger Spice, Scary Spice, Sporty Spice, and Baby Spice.
Baby Spice.
That's all of them.
Jack Strebel's going to get canceled at 5:09 on a Friday when no one's listening before
Spice
the
Girl
Governor's Cup.
I thought was the most attractive. I answered the question.
I can't believe you remembered that. That's scary.
I remember Strebel. the Spice Girls. They were a global phenomenon, Andy.
How bad were the Jonas Brothers?
They're the worst.
How bad was that? Jack, did you see any of that?
The Jonas Brothers, remember them, Jack?
Yeah,
I do vaguely remember.
Did you see any of that on the NFL over the weekend? By the way, we said Blank didn't even watch the NFL.
Which is disgraceful. How can you not watch the NFL on Thanksgiving? I mean, even like non-NFL fans,
you gotta
watch the NFL on Thanksgiving.
What about the people that tried to watch soccer? Brazil was on at the same time. What do you think about that?
That's terrible.
If someone said, hey, I want to watch a little Brazilian soccer, you say what?
I say that you need to celebrate a different holiday then.
The only thing Strebel knows Brazilian is the butt lift and the wax, Jack.
Well, you got, is it Kiki Brazilian and...
She's celebrating.
Yeah. Was she?
Yes, she was.
Oh, I'm sure she was. A big win. Was Giselle celebrating? She's Brazilian as well.
Is she really?
Yes. Yeah, Giselle Bündchen is. Yes, she is Brazilian.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Oh, yeah.
I mean, should I have known that?
I think she's now with, like, a Brazilian martial artist.
Oh, no, she's with a guy that, like, was her, like, holistic...
Yes.
Doctor something, yeah.
Right. I think he's like,
Oh no, he was around the family.
Yeah, that's usually how those things.
Yeah, she
work
went
out.
To a known commodity.
Yeah. It's like, they got this guy. Yeah. I just move right into that. See Tom and
Tom's, how about that?
I don't know what Tom's doing. I did find it interesting. All these
like women like sending
he's doing whatever he
Tom
wants.
Brady videos like I want to be your next like wife or whatever. It's like random NFL fans like send him Tom Brady videos.
By the way, Nebraska leads 17-0 mid second quarter. Jack, take that.
And
if that's the case, then Purdue, if they beat Indiana, they would make the Big Ten championship game.
Yep.
And then play Louisville in a bowl game.
Just to beat sad Indiana. What a sad gray day that's going to be. Indiana-Purdue, yuck.
Ugh.
It's going to be the same in Lexington.
Is that
it's just going to be gray,
yep.
And the game's really not going to mean anything except for
Big Mouths.
Except for Big Mouths.
Yeah.
And that's just Man, going
that's
to be it.
Purdue like, get the honor to lose 52-0 to Ohio State.
Ew, that's a good point.
Did you guys
see
Dan Walken wrote a piece today that if Ryan Day loses against Michigan, he's on the hot seat? I'm like, dude, just go back to COVID, Tom.
Yes, go. Yeah,
go back to COVID.
Yeah, but I'd rather you talk about
just go to COVID and let us do what we do.
Yes,
I clicked on because I'm like, I want to make sure
that he's just not
baiting me with some sort of a headline. He's
right.
Like, no, you know.
He's going to be on the hot seat.
He's going to be in the hot seat. I'm like,
Michigan, like, what are you doing? I mean,
again, Kentucky could hire him, but they're paying Stoops $8-9 million.
Yeah.
Again, that's the kind of guy you could get, but you got Stoops.
We got Stoops. I didn't write the contract.
You're going to hate Stoops because of this contract. And it begins tomorrow, potentially. Tomorrow? No. Tomorrow, you're going to. Strebel, Jack, help me here. If they lose tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're not going to have Entz Shapiro there to jump in.
No, I'm not.
You are going to. Name call Stoops.
Yeah.
You're going to call him a lard ass and a loud ass and all these.
I'll call him like Big Mouth. I don't make fun of his weight. No.
Okay.
I never have.
I mean, you call him Buttermilk. You call him Buttermilk Biscuit.
Everyone calls him Buttermilk
Okay,
Stoops.
We call him a Buttermilk Biscuit. What do you think that means?
Yeah,
but if I said, oh, Jack, you're a Buttermilk Biscuit, Jack's like, oh, that makes me feel great about my vitality body. Okay? So you're going to call him, you're going to name call a little
bit. Right, yeah.
You're going to do some name calling. You're going to call him out. I mean that's what you're going to do.
Yes, I'll be very
tomorrow.
Angry. Yes,
is that right
absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. Yes, I know. Yes, and the $9 million contract. I've already railed against.
You're going to hate the contract. The contract's going to make you hate him.
I already hate the contract.
It is.
You already know I hate the contract.
I know.
And you know I hate that.
But I'm saying this is your first time that he can hurt you.
No, it's not the first time he can hurt.
No, with the contract.
With the contract, it is.
This is the first time.
But no, he's hurt me many times before. He hurt me 2 weeks ago. We lost to Vanderbilt, so it won't be the first time.
But he didn't have the contract in your mind yet.
Now he does.
Now it's different.
No, it won't just be me that will use that against him.
It'll be
Max
Gotti.
Be
Max Duffy.
Yeah. No,
it
won't be Duffy.
You think he'll be?
No, he kisses that butt.
You think he kisses that butt?
He's on the KSR payroll. They kiss that Stoops butt. Let's be real here.
Texas says Patino to Nova. Yeah, didn't they just hire that dude, though, that Neptune?
This is his first season.
Is it Neptune, Jack?
Yeah, Kyle Neptune.
Is it Neptune?
Is
that who
Neptune,
it is?
Yes.
Yeah. They won't fire him after 1 year. Maybe it'll be to Louisville. Then you're Patino back to Louisville.
I mean.
How much?
That'd be great. I don't know. It'd be great.
How much is Patino loving this?
Oh,
he's loving this.
Of course he is.
He got off scot-free. His name has been cleared. And the people that did him dirty are 0-6.
What does Cal think?
What about Kenny Payne?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he doesn't feel sorry at all. He doesn't. Not one bit of him feels sorry.
Jack, do you agree with that?
Not one bit.
I agree, yes.
Yeah, there's not
think
one.
He's cold and calculated.
Yeah, he's
none
like,
of none of us.
No. None of us think that the Calipari is it, no one in the world thinks that John Calipari feels any sympathy for Louisville basketball. Nobody. There's no way.
World Wide West's last two strongholds. Kenny Payne and
John Calipari.
Nobody
talks
right
about
here,
him, man.
75 miles apart. Just quickly, for me, and then we'll take a break and we'll get to the mixtape and we'll get you out of here. I'm still coughing.
Yeah.
To me, the analysis starts with, if Brock Doman is the quarterback, can Kentucky play bad enough football for Brock Doman to beat you? And I have not been high on Doman, but I have been accepting of Brock Doman. And there is still a part of me that believes with Brock Doman starting that Louisville doesn't have that much of a disadvantage because Malik has been bad in these games. Mm-hmm. He has. Let's admit it. He's been benched the last two times these guys have played, and it's always been something. And we know that Malik talked big junk at ACC Media Days about this.
He did, yep.
If it's Brock Doman and Kentucky loses at home to Brock Doman with the Governor's Cup and to save an ounce and shred of credibility mm-hmm. and to give yourself an ounce of positivity, okay, it would be a complete mess. It would be it would confirm what we're already talking about, and that is changes to the staff, changes to personnel, and an offseason that is going to be vital for Mark Stoops and Kentucky. And listen, the Mark Stoops contract is now going to be weaponized against him.
Yep.
Period. End of discussion. That's what happens when you make way above market value and you're Mark Stoops. Okay? You're going to have that called on you on a repeated basis, and the first time it can be used against you, James Strebel, is Saturday.
Yep.
Make no mistake about it. So it sets up. Do we have a passing of the torch? Do we have Scott Satterfield getting a win on the road in the Governor's Cup, potentially with a backup, limited quarterback, and let's be honest, passing offense, and go in and win the job or win the game in the trenches? He gets an extension or goes elsewhere.
Yeah.
And he gets what he wants. Yeah, well, that's a whole different discussion.
Yeah.
He gets what he wants, and Louisville now has this foundation. They go into the offseason. I know there's a bowl game. Those can mean different things. And is it that, or is it, hey, this scab is nearly healed, we're going to now tear it off and start all over again, and Scott Satterfield is going to be busted despite the last 6 weeks, you really believe it in your team? That is the conversation that we are talking about. To me, just from a Kentucky viewpoint, it would be, because I do believe it would be Doman, it would be, and listen, Brock Doman is fine, but your pass rushers should be your defensive line. It would have to be a crap effort from your defensive line not to make Brock Doman's job a living hell on Saturday. If Kentucky loses that game, it is going to set up quite the offseason.
Disastrous.
If Kentucky wins on Saturday, the conversation, it's not going to be as strong as as Calipari over Patino.
No. No,
that's not going to be the case.
That's a different level, yeah.
But it is going to be where Louisville fans are absolutely going to feel, when are we going to beat these guys? Mm-hmm. Now, that could be this year. It could be next year. Because these two teams now go into recruiting class, new quarterbacks. It's been Levis. Before that, it was Eddie Grant. It's been Malik for a number of years, yeah. 4+ years. It has been, now we're going into a different terrain. Both schools are having to go out. This is the end before Kentucky watches guys go. You know, Jacquez Jones, DeAndre Square, J.J. Weaver, Will Levis, Will Levis, C-Rod.
All those guys are gone.
You know, and I'm obviously there are more. Those guys are going to push off. The young guys move up, keeping the young guys. Mm-hmm. These two teams go into Louisville is going to, you know, their pass rushers are gone. Malik's going to be gone. Offensive line members are going to be gone. In comes Steve Clarkson in the recruiting class, the NIL class. What can the, you know? This is the end of a mini era.
Yeah, it is
for these for these two. Does Louisville get a win in the Governor's Cup in this bubble of years? That's at stake on Saturday. Does Kentucky continue that domination? Does Kentucky get that feel-good back after the last month, month and a half have not been that? I've been consistent. I've been like 22-17, 22-16, that type of game. I have Kentucky winning because if Brad White and Mark Stoops lose to Brock Doman, we can talk about offense, Strebel.
Yeah.
We can talk about special teams. And I'm with you. I'm going to feel silly if Louisville wins this game, because I've been saying how sloppy Kentucky is. Special teams are sloppy. I don't expect them to get to the 20 and make a 37-yard field goal. Well, Wayne, why are you taking why aren't you taking Louisville? I go back to, is Brad White and Mark Stoops going to lose the game to Brock Doman? And that to me I can't buy that. If Kentucky does, they will, Strebel, have hit a rock bottom.
Yes.
That is going to be wildly and widely mocked around here.
Absolutely.
It is. And you guys are, you talk about starting over. Kentucky football is going to have to win some games for Kentucky fans and media, by the way, to buy into what's going on here. So I have Kentucky in a close one. If they lose, you are going to see Levis be a shell. You are going to see sloppy play, missed field goals, special team botches. You can't punt. You can't get an extra point. You can't, I mean, Stoops botches halftime. Something that they have done on a continuous basis. I am betting more so on the past and some of those things stopping for 60 minutes. And it's a bad bet. It's not one I feel good
not
about.
Not a confident bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a same-game parlay type bet on DraftKings or FanDuel. That's what I think. Strebel, then Grossman, what do you guys think?
I've got 2013 Kentucky, like you, close game. But I'm banking on Kentucky's defense, and I'm banking on Chris Rodriguez being able to run up the middle on Louisville's defense. I know Louisville's defense has been better. I know they've been at the quarterback, but you can't get at the quarterback if – you're just running the football over and over again. And they I mean, Chris Rodriguez has still had good games, but I think this could be a we talked about the legacy game.
He needs to have 200 yards. Yeah, he needs to have 175 yards.
We talked
yards.
About the legacy game for Will Levis. This could be a legacy game for Chris Rodriguez. This could be his final game in Kentucky, all the nonsense at the beginning of the season. He can wash it all away and get one more feel good and run the hell out of football and beat Louisville just by beating them in the trenches again. So I think it's again 2013 Kentucky wins.
All right, go ahead, Jack.
I'm in a very similar spot to both of you guys. I don't trust Brock Doman to be able to make enough plays in Kentucky's defense. If Kentucky just simply takes care of the ball, they win the game. Now, obviously, turnovers have been a really big issue for UK, but I think Chris Rodriguez is going to be able to get what he wants on the ground. And with Strebel on that one, I think Louisville's going to have issues in the red zone, which they've had all year, and they're going to kick some field goals. And Kentucky will do just enough
just
on offense.
Enough.
Just barely enough on offense to where I'm going to go Kentucky 21, Louisville 16.
So we're all very similar. We're very similar. That scares me.
You're right.
Yeah, I know. That's not good. That's not good for us.
Zach should have went Louisville 30-10.
I should have. In fact, as we were talking about this, I was thinking, man, I might just have to pivot to Louisville. Because look, we've done this
38-17.
Thing.
Yeah.
We've done the same thing the last two times they've played, where Louisville's been the hotter team. Louisville's had the momentum. Kentucky's had struggles late in the year. And you break down the game and you think Louisville should win, and then Kentucky's embarrassed them two times in a row. To where, even though you look at Louisville's greatest strength is getting the quarterback and forcing turnovers, Kentucky's biggest weaknesses are protecting Will Levis and taking care of the ball.
Yep. Oh, I know.
But at the end of the day, I'm just throwing all that out the window until Louisville proves that they can actually show up to this game.
Yep. A lot of people feel the same. A lot of Louisville people feel the same.
I think they do, I really do.
That's why there hasn't been probably the level of trash talk that I thought there was going to be. All right, so we got to take a break. Mixtape, Jason Entz is in London listening.
Yeah.
How about that?
Hello, Jason.
Big Ben.
Big Ben.
Big Ben.
Is he at Big Ben?
He's at Big Ben.
He's looking up at Big Ben.
So let's,
that's a big clock.
he said clock.
Clock.
Yeah, with an L.
Yes.
Didn't sound like that. It sounded like something else. Yuck.
I didn't pull a Jack.
That's,
this time.
This time.
Yeah. Very good point.
Jimmy
this
Dykes.
Time.
Remember Dan Dockage from a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. I bubbled all over that.
Let's take a break. Mixtape coming up next.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
267-9680, it's The Take on ESPN 680. Tyler, fire away.
And James Strebel.
Oh, brother. First of all, the tirade thing. We're further away from 3 years ago. You know, in year one, he had 8 wins. Oh, by the way, L's down sat forever.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Yeah.
Strebel likes this.
I do like this. Billy Corgan.
Turn that up, Jack.
Zero.
Turn that up.
I'm your zero.
The amount of points Kentucky's offense will put up.
No.
Zero.
No, Billy Corgan, no.
Really gonna need him.
All right, that's good. He's done. I'm done with that.
I'd love to see Jack be a big Smashing Pumpkins fan.
I love to see Jack have a lip ring. 437-9680. Yes. UPS jobs text line. Duke beat Xavier by more than Indiana did.
How about that?
How about that? Duke Shire report. And Jai, yeah. Lucas looking good on the sideline. Two young men leading a franchise. How about that?
Oh, how
makes
about
you
that?
Happy, doesn't it?
Not at all. Not one.
No one's like, you know.
Not one bit. Maybe that was a little too hasty.
Maybe
I should have stayed a little bit.
Yeah, you know. You never know.
Stuck around.
Look at Lively. He's a kid's a beast.
I didn't see him on the court.
Filipowski, he was on there.
Was he?
Yeah, he played a little bit.
Not in crunch time.
No. Well, he's been injured, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I believe he's been injured, right, okay. Jack? Am I wrong? Has he been injured? He has been injured.
Whitehead was the one that was injured.
Whitehead.
Yeah. So he did. Wow. Shire doesn't trust Lively in crunch time. How about that? They had a Northwestern transfer in the center. How about
Who's
that?
Who's a Northwestern?
It's like Ryan Young.
Ryan Young. They had him in the club.
Duke and Carolina both relying on Northwestern.
That sounds. Yeah. That sounds. That How sounds that? Like a Duke and player. Indiana. Ryan Young.
Ryan Young.
Oh, Ryan Young sounds perfect.
He looks like a Duke player.
No, he
too.
Looks like Ryan,
yes,
Young.
He does.
I know exactly what he looks like.
You don't
without
have to
even
see him.
Without even figuring it out. All right, Jack, go ahead.
Let's do it.
Yeah, go ahead. Mixtape final segment. Let's go. Let's play it. Let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape. Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
Whitehead played off the bench a few minutes.
Okay.
So they're working him back in, just letting people know they
don't
care.
Look at Ryan Young work.
First one, let's go, Jack. First sound of the mixtape on ESPN 680 on this Football Friday.
That's two losers in a row this weekend. What a crap weekend. Way to ruin my Sunday, John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats basketball team.
Oh, Tame.
Tame.
This was embarrassing. It was an embarrassing loss on the road against a team that I absolutely despise and a player I absolutely despise.
Oh.
I just hate everything about Drew Timmy and Gonzaga. Everything. Timmy, you suck too. I don't care if you got 22 points. Your work was done when Oscar Tshiebwe was on the bench. Your ass had 8 in the first half. So, Fleck, you got work from Lance Ware. That's where you got your points, big mouth. Oh, I can't stand his ass.
Oh, Jack.
Didn't shoot a lick. And CJ Frederick, you are a straight up bum.
Oh, man.
Straight up bum.
He's terrible.
Go back to Fran McCaffrey, please. Unless they got Howard or Wright State or Duquesne across their chest, dude can't play. He stunk against Michigan State. He stunk again tonight. I don't know what he does well. Like, dude, you're here to hit threes. And when your team was getting beat in the first half, you didn't do a thing.
It's sickening, man. It's sickening. God. This is an overrated, overinflated bunch of bums. DJ Frederick, he is a bum. He's a bum. He's a bum. He's a bum.
He airballed a three tonight.
And he had another one blocked.
I mean, that dude is terrible.
Oh, man.
CJ Frederick, you are a straight-up bum.
Oh,
I mean, we miss every three. I know that's part of it. You can't shoot.
Let's be real. The boy couldn't guard a bicycle without tires. He's terrible, dude.
He can't guard anybody. You're right.
Tell me what he brings to the floor. Period. Basketball. He can't rebound. He can't guard. Obviously, when the bright lights go on, he can't shoot. So why did he stay on the court 36 minutes? He calls Sosker to get his fourth foul. I mean, the guy's all. I'd be so glad when he's gone. In fact, if Kenny Payne would take him, I would send Lance Ware and CJ Frederick. And at times, I'm not going to lie to you, James, there's times I could send Jacob Toppin to him, too. They can have him, too.
Oh, he was.
I'd be glad when them guys are gone. We don't have no offense because all they want to do is dribble the ball, and stand around and watch it. Four guys stand around and watch one guy dribble. Well, I'll go all the way back to when I played high school ball. I mean, it's as simple
Please,
as this.
Go back to when you
can
played
you
high school
ball.
Ball
20 feet faster than you can dribble one there. It's real simple. It's not rocket science basketball. You only dribble the ball when you're going from point A to point B for a reason. But not Kentucky. They stand around. That's how they try to make their offense. I just don't think Cal knows how to coach offense. And I got one more suggestion.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
For Barnhart and Kentucky. Instead of giving more money out to Stoops and Cal, I would say take one of them's complete salary. Split it in half. Give one of them half and the other one the other half. And take that other salary and put that in the nil collective, and then we'll have some nil money.
I am so frustrated, like, you know, with Mitch giving Stoops more money. Like,
secret money, too. We didn't. That contract was given last week. That's what's crazy, secret Jimmy. Money. That contract was given last week.
What are you doing, man? Why are you giving coaches money for mediocrity? The same thing with Cal.
We're going to have to hear John Calipari tell us we got to wait. We haven't practiced this. We haven't practiced. What have you practiced? What are you practicing? What are you doing? I don't want to hear any effing excuses anymore. I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick and tired of the damn excuses. Win a bleeping basketball game, please. Can we not win a basketball game against somebody not Howard? Please. That's all I ask. I mean, I got these other teams, Virginia's going out there winning a big game today against a good team. You got Baylor, a good team, winning against another good team. You got all these good teams playing each other and playing the close games and winning. But we can't do it. The 38-1 team beat everybody early on. The Fox Monk and Bam team, they beat good teams early on. I'm sick of waiting around for this, man. It has not been the same since that year. And this team had a lot of hype around it. It had a lot of expectations around it. And so far, it hasn't lived up to any of it. It's been an utter disappointment.
Kobe's done more with less. He's gotten a championship. His winning percentage is better. And we're settling for this garbage because this guy's a hype man. And he does great work for the community and all that stuff. Hey, I'm not taking that away from him. But look, bro, brass tacks. We need to win.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. This season, December and November are seasons to build your resume for the tournament. So far, we got jack squat.
The Calipari era is over. This is the same exact team as we had last year. You got Keon Toppin, Ty Wallace, CJ Frederick is Grady, and then Reeves is Davion Mintz, and everything else is the exact same.
The Calipari era.
Wish Frederick was great.
It's
been
over.
A damn game in the non-conference against a good team. How many years has it been since this has happened? Enjoy it when they win, but man, this has got to stop, dude. You want to talk about being one of the elite teams in college basketball? This isn't being an elite team in college basketball. When you lose against other elite teams, you are not elite. Every once in a while, you've got to win those games to stay elite.
Wow. Look at that.
I'll tell
keep
you
them coming. It's ESPN 680.
I have one wish in this, in this life.
Yes.
It will be that I live long enough to see Calipari leave Kentucky. So all the people that's been swinging off his jock strap for the last 10 years will see that this program is bigger than that bump.
As mad as I was at St. Peter's, I mean, I'm not as mad as I was after the St. Peter's loss, but this is right there up there with it, man. This is up there with
it's because
it.
They were never in the game.
They weren't.
And,
we never
and
had
why
a chance.
Did Cal call timeout? You, like you said, you could see from the jump. They're
yes.
10-2.
I told you.
It's deer
yeah.
in the headlights, and he doesn't call
timeout.
Call
timeout. Settle your guys down. Draw something up, Cal. And we're still getting beat by inbound
okay.
plays.
It's okay. He'll tell us in the postgame how he should have called timeout, and he'll do better next
it's
time.
It's his fault. Which is don't take it out on the players. No, I'm going to take it out on some of their
players.
Because,
you know, he's told us every year, oh, yeah, I should have called timeout. I'll have to work on that.
He never works on it.
Other than the COVID,
he never works on it.
How many times does Kansas miss the tournament?
None.
Duke, none. UNC, none.
None.
Gonzaga, none.
None.
Baylor, none. Villanova, none. NIT, twice. And we sucked at both of them. Come on. Mitch should be, he should be gone. I'm getting sick and tired of paying these coaches for BS, man. It's ridiculous, man. Look, he's done a great job with the secondary program, soccer, rifle team, volleyball. You know, there you go. But it gets to a point now, these are your two money-making programs, and this is what this state is known for. Now, you gave your boy the extra $2 million because he's butthurt about what happened and what Cal said. That's all it was to spite Cal.
No,
That's
it was.
You haven't won in the Champions Classic for 5 years. That's pathetic in itself. What's Kentucky like in their last 30 games? Like, I think they're like 17 games under 500 against ranked teams over their last 30 games, I think. It's pathetic, man. Yeah, I've always been just excited as hell to have Calipari as our coach, and now it's to the point I want him gone. I'm sick
of
sitting here and pace the floor, pissed off, sending out 100 texts to the point I can't even get a return text anymore because I've said everything I said 150 times every time I watch a game.
I'm with you, Luther.
Right, and you go back to August when all that crap happened between football and basketball, and what's happened? Both the programs look like ignorant runners. Exactly what it looks like.
They both look stupid right now. You're exactly right, Luther. Yeah,
it's sickening. It's freaking sickening. And oh my gosh, it's so frustrating to sit there when these, you know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, what's he talking? We're gonna shoot 25 threes a game. Well, yeah, you're gonna shoot 25 threes a game, and you're gonna hit three. You're gonna hit four, and if you're lucky, you might hit five. So yeah, go ahead and go 5 for 25.
It's Oscar Tshiebwe and a bunch of dudes. That's what we got.
Oh,
he had five
man.
Players that scored.
Yeah,
five players that scored. 1 point by the circus.
Okay.
You got those four schmucks sitting on the bench, your assistant coaches. Not one knows how to do X's and O's.
It's just inexcusable.
Joe, they were shell-shocked. They look shell-shocked. The players look like they had no idea what to do. They look scared to death. They were just soft. They look soft and scared in that first half. They were not ready to play basketball. They were not ready to play Gonzaga. They were not ready to win a basketball game tonight. Oh. It was obvious. It was evident. And that's two games in a row where they came out flat. They came out flat against Michigan State, too. I mean, if you just go down, you know, if you're down like 5 or 6 points at the first half, you win this ball game, man.
When Jimmy Dykes, who is was doing the color commentating on the game, and then Fonz and Seth Greenberg in the studio at halftime, are only talking about your lack of effort and your lack of fight. What in the world is going on? You're playing in an unbelievable atmosphere against the number two team in the country, and that's the kind of effort you put forth? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. What in the world is Jacob Toppin? What's he doing taking 4 3-pointers? What's Sahvir Wheeler doing taking 4 3-pointers? Livingston plays 8 minutes, Louie, last night. He takes one shot. It's a 3-point air ball. What are these guys doing taking 3-pointers? I mean, if your 3-point shooters can't make them, how in the world do you think you're going to make them? And I'm a little disappointed in Cal. Cal keeps using this excuse that, you know, we haven't practiced together. He can't run the plays because he hasn't practiced. We've only had this many. I mean, if he said we haven't practiced once in his post-game comments, he said it about 12 times. Yep. Well, let me tell you something, Louie. There are things on the court that you can do if you've never met one another. And Kentucky doesn't do those things, and that's my biggest concern.
James, we suck at half-court basketball.
They don't run an offense, Joe.
Let's just tell it like it is. We suck at it.
Yeah, they don't run any type of offense. They don't do anything creative. Appreciate the call. They do nothing creative. They don't get shooters open. They don't do anything. I don't know what their offense is. The same stale-ass crap we've been looking at for years, man. All right, everybody, have a good night. Man. Go Cats, I guess.
Oh, wow.
The last four games that Kentucky's played against quality teams, Tennessee in the SEC tournament, lost. St. Peter's NCAA tournament, lost. Michigan State, lost. And then this game tonight, Gonzaga lost. That's four straight games against quality opponents that Kentucky's come out on the short end of the stick. This has got to change.
This team does good at home against cupcakes. Good thing Louisville's a cupcake, because if they weren't, then we'd be in some trouble. Because I don't see us winning against Michigan. I know Michigan ain't that good, but I just what I'm seeing on the court, come on, guys.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jimmy.
Man, it's pathetic.
I'm not expecting anything out of this team.
Cal needs to get into shape. Mark Stoops needs to get into shape. And either get in shape or get gone. And the fans, we got to say, hey, we're not going to put up with this. We're not going to come to games. We're not going to watch the games. We're not going to pay for merchandise.
He was mad.
Get us the best. Not the second best and not a guy with a second best attitude. We're Kentucky. We're not Louisville. Stop acting like Louisville.
Wow. Keep them coming on ESPN 680-1057. It's the mixtape on a Friday. Let's go, Jack.
Hey, we sent Kenny Payne down there for a reason. Hey, come on, Kenny. Bring your wins to us. Hell,
damn. There we go.
Oh,
John Calipari cursed all of our nights and his players. It's not just Cal. That's one thing I don't want to hear. It's all Cal's fault. No, some of these dudes are straight up bums. C.J. Frederick does not belong on a Power 5 basketball court.
He belongs in the Big Ten.
He belongs back with Fran McCaffrey. Take him back. Get him out of here. Dude, if he's playing against Howard, dude will get you 23 points. He plays against anybody that's big and tall and fast. Yeah. Kind of like what I thought about Timmy. C.J. Frederick disappears, air balls, threes, can't guard anybody, falling on the ground.
He's wound up. Oh, boy.
That dude's the worst player I've ever seen in Kentucky.
Oh, wow. You're on Stoops' contract.
It's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
It's a great story.
It's stupid. It's stupid. Like you said, $9 million to lose to Vanderbilt in South Carolina, is that going to magically make him the best recruiter in the country in the SEC? Is that $9 million to magically inject them with all this recruiting? I mean, he can't run NIL. He can't beat Vanderbilt. He can't beat South Carolina. He might get beat by that bum-ass Scott Satterfield on Saturday, but let's give him $9 million.
They did almost just the bare minimum to get through it. They literally just ran the ball. They did to us what we have done to other teams of just like, we're just going to run the ball and can't stop it.
I disagree. They could stop it. They stopped it.
They averaged 5.4 yards per carry.
I'm a team man on this.
We stopped them a couple times. We did not stop them in the long run. They were marching.
They tried to score the football and they couldn't do it. They had a goal line stand. They were trying to score the football. They were trying to manufacture offense. They could not do it.
Kenny McIntosh had 143 carries on 19 yards. Yes, we got a couple stops.
Yes, they did. But do you really think that Georgia was just like, let's just try to get out of here and not beat this team by a ton of points? Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. You're so frustrated. You're not listening.
I am listening. You're like, Georgia just didn't do. They just went through the motions. Like, no, they were trying to score.
Let's go to the phone.
Gary, you're up. What's up?
Mr. Strebel, I have
hello, Gary.
I have to agree with you, Varley, on this discussion that y'all are having.
Gary's not there. Let's try another one.
Oh, no.
Ron, you're on the show. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Ant, you're full of bleep. You know that?
Okay. The phone lines are not working right now, so let's see if we can figure that out.
We're trying to
267-9680. Keep calling in. 267-9680. The phone lines were full, but I can't hear anything coming in.
To sit and pretend like Georgia just laid down and didn't want to win big and all, that's just trash. Ain't nobody worried about Louisville. Y'all getting your butt beat next weekend, and in 30 days after that, you're going to get drilled. So let's go.
Yeah, this is Brandon. I was just calling in, Jack. I got one thing to say to Loserville fans. How does it feel being the most irrelevant team in the area? L's down, bumps.
Yeah.
Remember when Tom Crean had IU going with the 6-win season?
Yeah. IU fans being chased.
Remember how all the Louisville fans and Louisville media and 680 mocked us all the time?
Absolutely.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, how the times have changed.
Boy, oh boy.
For a second, the day will kiss the ground that Kenny Payne walks on if that bum Tom Crean were to get, if Kenny Payne were to do what Tom Crean did and get them into what, a number one seed in what, 3 or 4 years?
Yep, win a couple conference
that
titles.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. Tom Crean's so much better than Kenny Payne. They hired the wrong dude.
Oh,
Kenny Payne's a bum. UofL's a bum. IU's getting back up there. That's good.
Louisville's getting in from both sides, Jack.
Yeah, they're getting, it from
they're getting L's down from Indiana fans.
No. From us yesterday. I remember Bobby Knight would come out and talk about ass meets bench. And I think there's some players whose butts need to be sitting on the bench, whether they're good or bad. Sidney Curry, I don't know where he's gone, but, you know, if I were Kenny Payne and I knew I was going to get my butts blown, killed, I'd sit the whole team down and say, if we're going to get beat, we're going to get beat with people who are trying.
I love the Cardinals. But like you said in the beginning of the show, it's time for some truth or dare. The consequences got to be made. You cannot go out there and embarrass yourself, your team, and this city that way.
You know, as a fan, yeah, this is difficult to watch. As a coach, it's got to be understood right now that these kids aren't Division I level, top 25 caliber talent.
We missed on a coach. We missed on recruits. We missed on guards. Blankenbaker was all over it. Okay? I was in. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not completely out, but I'm about 99.9875 squared out. Fellas, I think it's time that we just admit that we missed. Okay.
Stop.
I mean, I'm not.
Nate.
That's the one thing with Coach that, like, I think I expected more out of was the bigs. Mm-hmm. They're just not very good. And I'm like, okay.
They're not good or not aggressive.
Well, either way. Recruit more aggressive ones. That's what I say. I mean, in the future, I might start drinking. Yeah. Before the season's over.
Yeah, rubbish doesn't
I'm going to start smoking weed or drinking before the season's end.
We got some gummies.
I cannot. I can't do this all year.
It's okay.
Padgett, we need to go back and apologize to him. I do 120 games.
Yeah. Roses are red. Nobody likes anyone who brags. Strudel's a bum. Go Zags.
Oh.
Oh, you got me. Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, man. You
as your team
that.
Just got fucked by 35 points, all you got is that. Your lame-ass little fake-ass poem. That's all you
I
got.
I like that.
You got no
nice.
Guts.
It's nice
you got no
poem.
Guts.
It's
you
nice
go, ahead
poem.
Go out to Kenny. Write a poem for Kenny Payne and that team just got smacked.
What would be the
I'm
poem?
On, I'm on your mind more than Kenny Payne is and his bump squad.
Payne would have done himself a favor to brought in about 4 or 5 good walk-ons. I mean, you know, not asking them to do much, but just rebound and move some people around. Somebody like a Wesley Cox or Wes Unseld.
Wes
somebody
Unseld.
Yeah, a walk-on. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a Wes Unseld.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a butt guy.
Big butt farmer kid.
Hey, Jack, listen up, man. The Take has got the best sponsorship.
Yeah.
Liquor Barn Studios. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. The,
because you're going to need Liquor Barn Studios to watch Louisville basketball, man. They
Indiana.
Suck.
Oh, my God.
Indiana and the fans. Guys that are on the They're morning ruthless. Show. Woo. Man. Woo. I don't even know how they have a show anymore.
In the second half, that was the only thing that I saw right. that was positive.
No, look, I like your positivity, Nick, and all that kind of stuff. But look, that goes back even to the high school level when teams are getting
the high school
just
level.
Shutting them down, man.
Obliterated. They're going to go to maybe just something else to just spark or look for signs of life. Maybe this will work. Maybe it won't. I don't think this is something they do consistently when they get back. If that's something they want to use, but again, that'll be kind of difficult. If that's not the mindset, and you don't have that from the group you have, you look at their lineup, they're not built to be a consistently pressing team. And then you worry about the backline guys, because then you're playing guys that have to be rim protectors when you press, and that's not what you're getting from a guy like Curry either.
And he's talking about in post-game that they're still hurt and that there's a black cloud, and I'm like,
stop with the Socrates. I can't take the Socrates press conferences.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Was he there? I mean, yeah, I want to hear some of what he had to say with Bob. We'll play some of that. But, yeah, I can't deal with the philosophical. He's Socrates after every game, and it's old. It's already it got old early, and it's way old now. Texas to nominate Kenny Payne for Turkey of the Year and Curry for Butterball.
Well, get Steve. Great to hear from you, man. Welcome to college basketball tonight. Fire away.
Jack, you bum. Man, all these Louisville fans, they wanted to be Kentucky. They wanted Calipari. Now they have Calipari.
One word comes to mind, disgrace. Lack of fundamentals, lack of in-game coaching adjustments, lack of maximum effort for 40 minutes. I mean, the most worrying thing, gentlemen, is what Coach Payne said in the postgame.
Yeah.
If he thinks the team played hard, like, what? When you say, well, you got to have patience and you got to have to win or learn, please. That mantra is done with. Throw it away 5 games into the season. I mean, what did you learn in the last 2 learnings of the past 2 nights? Play like you got some pride. You know, you throw in a couple more performances like this. Take the Louisville across. That's take the great. Louisville off your chest.
Oh,
yeah. They have not earned the right.
Get
to have Louisville across their chest.
He took the Louisville off the chest. It's a mixtape on ESPN 680. A couple more, by the way.
It's
just looking
move.
Here. 5-star North Carolina defensive lineman went to Tennessee. Alabama,
there's
Georgia, and Ohio State runners.
Guys.
Oh, there you go.
Who you getting?
I'm sorry. There can't be.
A win tomorrow.
He's going to win 5. We're going to win 5 games, and he's coming back. Now, I don't know. And everybody can be mad all they want. It's unacceptable. He's not coming back.
Oh.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh.
But you cannot have this. We are the biggest embarrassment of college basketball right now.
Oh,
period.
No.
Period.
We can't even
period.
Score 40 points in a basketball game.
Oh, man.
They hired him before the tournament was even over. And I disagree with you totally when you say that we didn't have any money to get a coach. We are the University of Louisville, sir.
Sir.
We can get what we want when we want. Period.
No,
and we just ain't got no leadership down there right now. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. We got a president that says go Cats during the graduation. I mean, it's just, man, it's relaxing.
Damn right you do.
a laughing stock. Thank you, Scotty, for riping the ship.
Right.
Thank you. Now, please just don't get beat by 40 this weekend is all we're asking. Show up this weekend. Go Cards.
Oh, man.
Go Cards.
We are the University of Louisville, sir.
Sir.
We can get what we want when we want. No, period.
Period. Hey, I'm 67 years old. I played for Southern High School. I can make 6 out of 7 jump shots. These guys came from high school, and they can't even hit a shot. I'm 67, can hit 6 out of 7 shots.
We can't even drive in the lane without losing the ball.
And I never thought I'd look up Kenny Payne's buyout.
Slow down.
I mean, I looked it up. Pump the brakes. Just tap on him.
$10
Jody Demling had to go all the way to Charlotte to get his first interview on 93.9 The Ville. But, man, no. I mean, I haven't seen Sid be physical at all this year. And I'm sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Like, I really like Sidney Curry as a person. And I was excited about him. You know, but whatever happened between the end of last year and the start of this one, it's been a mess.
Yeah. Texter says, that guy is much better yelling foul than having to take on the radio.
Texter says,
that was the
foul guy.
Yeah. Not good into that.
We will continue along here, 267-9680. Text away to the UPS jobs. Is that me? What is going on? Is that me?
It's got to be you. Not us. What was that?
What in the world is that?
You're watching.
It's not mine.
Here, let it play. Let's see if we can figure out what it is.
And Scott Satterfield is Scott Satterfield. Yeah. Scotty, we've been talking about football. Scotty Davenport is here with me on my bed.
Oh no!
Where you can put your?
I hit one over the weekend.
Did you? Would you two person or three person?
I had a 4-way. What? And I won't mark that.
Yep. Good for you, Jack.
What'd you do, Jack?
He had a 4-way.
What's he making? Wait a minute.
What is it?
I didn't see that right, did I?
Is it
8.6?
It's a lot of money.
$8 for Mark Stoops? Does that not seem outrageous?
Sounds outrageous. And, you know, if I'm Mitch Barnhart or if I'm a Kentucky fan, you're going to make $8.6 million a year. You're going to make more for a couple of years than John Calipari. Like, you're going to have to schedule a little bit better, buddy.
I don't know. I mean, given his body of work, Stoops deserves $9 million. There's no question about that. It's incredible. When you look at the people that this puts him in comparison to and what those people have accomplished and what the University of Kentucky football program has accomplished, it's indefensible to me. It's unbelievable. I've used that word a lot today.
It is.
Mitch has to get on board with the NIL, even if he doesn't like it. I think he has to get on board with the alcohol thing. I mean, what difference does it make? It's kind of like the World Cup, Louis. You can't buy a Budweiser in the stadium, but a mile down the road at the Fan Fest, you can get lubed up all you want. And it's so hypocritical because the guys, the fat cats that can afford to sit in a suite or a box.
Yeah, the Dan Issels.
They can sit there and drink all day long, but the poor schmuck that's in the upper deck that spent his $40 for his seat or whatever, he can't.
Listen, this North Carolina State, Southern High School runs a better offense than North Carolina State. They're terrible. They are terrible.
Our offense isn't much better, Gary, to be fair.
Listen, mark this down. Mark it down.
Okay, I'm marking it down.
Kentucky will win the Governor's Cup. Kentucky plays. The ACC is a horrible football conference. They've been beating up on sorry-ass teams all year long, and I'm telling you, they're going to play an SEC-caliber team, and Kentucky, Mark Stoops does get Kentucky ready for the Governor's Cup.
Louisville's getting their ass beat next week, and all you Cardinal fans better pucker up and get ready for it, okay?
Let's go!
It's coming. All right, you ain't playing in the all-clown conference next week. You're playing in the SEC. And y'all can trot that little fat-ass Rudy out there at quarterback if you want to. I hope you do, okay? I don't think it's going to be a problem at all. But I thought Kentucky defense
I don't think it's
going to
be a problem at all.
And yes?
I see one L's down from Will Levis this week.
You're going to see a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I'm on board. Like, and I've been on board for Satterfield.
I just want Satterfield and his staff. I really just want them to win this game. There's no, you know, you don't always just get what you deserve in sports. But this staff, the way they persevered, the way that, you know, everybody was so sick of him, was so sick of Brian Bowen. Brian.
We are sick. I really want it for these. So, you know, that, you know, the staff and the people that work over there, they're going through hell right now with basketball. I mean, I'm not just talking about the football staff. I'm talking about administration people that are working their tails off, that are doing, you know, trying to do as much as they can, but ultimately they have no control of what goes on the field of play. I was talking to Scott Satterfield, too, when you get to the ball at midfield, and it's 4th-and-1, and we had this situation. Punt the ball. Cardinal 90. Let's go.
What is that, the women's game today against Longwood or Bushwood or, you know, whoever they're playing on today?
Bushwood.
Isn't that the country club in Caddyshack?
No gambling at Bushwood.
Yeah. Gambling is illegal. I never slice.
All right, last one. Have a good Governor's Cup. You know the deal. On the air, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Have a good night, everybody. Jack, good job. Back at it Monday at 3 o'clock.
I do enjoy tofu, but I like it as like part of like a soup or something in an Asian.
What's restaurant. In tofu?
It's soybeans.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Help you drive your car and help you eat.
Why don't you just go out in the front yard and eat some grass?
I mean, I probably would. I mean,
go out and graze.
Next time you're here, we'll graze together, Dan.